The Chinese communists believed that they had to control, and I'm talking specifically control, the ratio of women to men in their communist state. And so they set about making this policy something that had to be taught and then had to be believed and then practiced by everyone. And those and the few that that wouldn't practice it, well, they would be made enemies of the state, and the same thing would happen to them anyway. What's the Amazon movie about the Chi-Coms and the One World, One Child Nation? They had to make everyone believe that you only needed one child, especially if it was a male, to survive. Girls were not wanted. If you got pregnant and they found out you were carrying a girl, you were terminated. Just as simple as that. They would take you away somewhere and they would abort your baby. But you didn't think anything was wrong with this. Remember in the One Child Nation documentary, if you can stomach it, they interview these old Chinese women and go like, I had 19 or 20, I lost track. What, doesn't that bother you? No. It's all for the good of the state. They had to teach this, and then people had to believe it, and then they had to live it. It was a singular mindset when it came to the family. What's a Chinese family? It is a man and a woman and a child. Man and a woman and a child. Now, some people were allowed, because they had a lottery of sorts, to have girls. You had to have some girls so you could procreate the next generation. Why do I bring that up? Folks, they're sneaking this in, and people are not talking about it as what it actually is. They are sliding this joker in. Remember yesterday, the Disney woman who was, oh, and my son just sent me a text message, said, come on, Mom, you 30 to 40% of all kids today are queer. Disney needs to get with it. And of course, we dismiss that as propaganda, or how did they learn that? Well, exactly. This is the communism. They have figured out a way. I want you people to be aware of what's going on here, because I think that this is actually the evil. Maybe it's the Holy Ghost whispered in my ears 5 years ago. The demons are ascended. They come for the children. They won't take no for an answer. They have come for the children. You should be alarmed that the world's largest entertainment corporation is headed up, number one, by a woman, and number two, has a son that is telling her these things, and number three, that they are now publicly broadcasting. That was intentional. See, we thought it was a leak. We thought, wow, somebody snuck it out. Now we got Disney. Oh, no. Uh-huh. You got that backwards. Disney has you. Disney has you. Here's the communism. Now, think about this. Well, better charge plate. Where's the communism? They're just talking about where. The queering up is the equivalent of the one child nation. To make everyone a good little communist, you have to get them to believe singular things. You might be able to expand it and give them 3 or 4 points, but you got to start with something that they're all going to be taught, and then they must believe. We are right now in the midst. This is it. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is the game. We are right now in the midst. It's happening right now. The communist takeover, the one that we've been talking about, we all thought it was going to come in the form of some big, giant government that was going to come in and take your property away from you and do this and that and the other. They don't even have to do that. Well, BlackRock's working on that behind the scenes. The nanny state's working on getting your property. Don't worry about it. Here is the launch. The launch is your children will believe there is no such thing as God. There is no such thing as gender. There is no such thing as sex, as in male and female. And there is simply no such thing as sexuality determined by nature. It is a choice. Why do you think they set up three generations of Americans to be raised? What are you, pro-life or what? Pro-what? Give me the word. Choice. Why do you think it was so important for them? And by the way, they invented that term. Why do you think it was so important for them to have the term choice? This is one child nation through abortion, and it's even more ghastly. The Chinese communists didn't even think of this one. Mutilation, sterilization, murder, and suicide. They used the term choice. Oh, folks, they mastered us. Talk about game plan. The devil plays the long game, bro. He doesn't take time out. He doesn't take coffee breaks. They set up three generations of people to repeat choice, choice, pro-choice, pro-choice. Oh, he's a friend of mine. He's pro-choice, though. We pray for him, and he'll come around. He's your enemy. He always was, and they told us that they were our buddies. Remember, stick your hand on the other side of the aisle. They're your friends now. Now they're coming in here, and this is not a dress rehearsal. This is actually being implemented. These Fruit Loop weirdos that are showing up on TikTok with the green hair and the girls that have the born women that have been transitioned and their breasts lopped off and what have you, and wear the obligatory uniform of the baggy jeans, the black T-shirt, and the unbuttoned long sleeve flannel lumberjack shirt with the horn-rimmed glasses. They're communist. The normalization is that you will all become good little deniers of nature. Let's get rid of God. Let's make him, let's outlaw him. We can write it into law, but we don't have to have it in law. Let's set all the place of the dominoes up so that they can tumble. Into the order in which we want to have them. Think about it. You must give them credit. This really is a brilliant stroke. So the communists, the evil communists at the top of the food chain, get the pederast. They get the pedo children. They get to eat. They get the wine. They get to dine. They get to carry out all their sick, perverted, demonic fantasies. They actually get to carry them out on real human beings, not on the digital world like everyone else is told to do. Meanwhile, the class below, the class right now that is coming up of children, this is the action. The action is you have no gender. There is no such thing as nature. And if there is a nature, nature says that you get to choose what sex you're going to be or what kind of sex you're going to have. And this marriage thing, yeah, why do you think Obergefell was so important to them? This marriage thing, yeah, we need to get rid of that too. Remember when I told you a couple of years ago when I played this clip from Asher Gessen, this radical nutbag, actual communist, I told you that you were hearing the future. You remember that? And like most things that I do, no, it's ignored or people forget about it. And they just, oh, it's just the ramblings of a lunatic that's got a talk radio show on a stupid radio channel that no one listens to. You're in the middle of something right now that when people realize what is being done and when they try, look, why do you think the Biden regime is setting up these dominoes here so that they can send the goons in to come remove the children from the parents that refuse to assimilate in the new one-child nation? And it'll be easy to have a one-child nation when all children believe that their whatever gender it is that they're born into was not a gender at all.